Okay, good evening. We're already beginning Hilchos Pesach, even though it's not yet Chodesh Nisan, but the way things work out is that 2 weeks from tonight we can't have a Chabura, I think, because it's Bedikas Chametz. Next week, I'm not sure if we'll be able to have a Chabura, just the way things work. I think I promised my wife that I have to do stuff at home, because one of my students is actually getting married on the Sunday right before Pesach, which is prime kashering time. So I think I'm going to have to do stuff Thursday night. So
you in the rock, Rabbi.
Huh?
You in the rock.
I'm in the rock.
And you with the rock and your sinks.
Oh, my sink and the rock. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the rack and sinks tonight, the Shabbos, Haggadah Drasha, actually. I have my theories. What I want to talk to you about tonight is one of my favorite topics in Judaism, which is the bakery at the corner of St. Nicholas Avenue and 187th. Usually when I walk to shul, I walk straight down 187th Street. And there is a bakery called Grillon Bakery, no? If you ever passed by on St. Nicholas 187th, it's not kosher.
It's not the Dunkin' Donuts.
No, Dunkin' Donuts is on like 185th. And Audubon. Right? This is the Grillon Bakery, it's on St. Nick and 187th. And when you walk by the bakery, so depending on which way the wind is blowing, and depending on, you can get a smell of fresh baked tray food that can give you enjoyment, no? And here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is that chametz is asur b'hanu'ah. Right, not only am I not allowed to eat chametz, I can't get benefit from chametz also. And when I walk by that bakery, am I getting hana'ah on? Am I getting hana'ah from chametz on Pesach? Now, this question in some ways can be voided. And what I do on Pesach usually, I have to admit, is I walk around. In other words, usually I live on 186, but usually I walk straight down 187th on Pesach, you know, to show that it's the Yantavar Freedom, I walk down 186th Street to avoid that bakery. So it could be avoided. But I was talking to someone, I was driving someone around this week somewhere, and he told me that he landed in the airport last year on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and they were baking these fresh pretzels or something in the and there was like no way of avoiding it. And unlike when it's outside, so what we have to discuss tonight really is the issue of smelling chametz on Pesach. Sounds good? So that's our topic that we're going to discuss tonight. Now,
does it imply the basar chalav? Like, because you can't have a non-basar
chalav. So basar chalav I also can't smell. I can't get hana'ah.
McDonald's?
So McDonald's happens not to be the type of basar chalav d'oraisa, because the, right, by basar nevela, it's like Shiloh, where it creates a full-fledged basar chalav, and McDonald's also tzli. It's not really cooked together. It's roasted together. So it might not be basar chalav d'oraisa. And it's non-kosher meat. Non-kosher meat is not basar chalav d'oraisa. So there are many reasons why McDonald's might not be an issue. But this is a real issue. Right? This is a real question. So there are going to be two different approaches that we'll take to dissecting this sugya. Two different Gemaras. One is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the other is a Gemara in Psachim. And hopefully we'll put this together and we'll come up with some understanding about whether we're allowed to walk past a bakery. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samachvav. Hi, Bas Tiha. Bas Tiha is someone whose job is that he or she is a professional wine sniffer. No? If you want to be able to tell if the wine is good or not, you can come by and sniff the wine. The thing is that when you sniff the wine, sometimes the sharp wine goes up and it enters your body. It's almost like smelling salts. It could be very powerful. There's some discussion we've shown him. Are we talking about sniffing the wine with your nose or sniffing your wine with your mouth? Right? In other words, I could walk by and like inhale the wine odor. But the issue with Bas Tiha is that the wine is non-Jewish wine, which is Aser B'Hana'ah. No? I can't get Hana'ah from non-kosher wine. So the Gemara says, "Hi Bastia, over Kochan b'di Yisrael shakra dami. For Goy sniffs the Jewish wine, it's all permitted. Yisrael, but the over Kochavim, let's say a Jew is sniffing the Goy's wine, Abaya says it's forbidden, Rava says it's permitted. Abaya says it's aser because Recha milsehi. Rava amar mutar, Recha lav milsehi." So the first issue in the Gemara is Machlokes Abaya and Rava. Is Recha Milsehi or Recha Lav Milsehi? In other words, is there are two sheets, Ben. Two sheets. Is Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa? Do I assume that the odor is halachically significant or is it not halachically significant? Now, this is a Machlokes, Abaye and Rava. Rava says it's permitted, right? Rava says Recha Lav Milsehi. That would mean that Recha Ora, and the Gemara has a similar concept in Pesachim, that Kol Mara and Reyach, there's no Me'ila on. Right? Me'ila means I can't get Hana'a from Hektish. And there's no Me'ila on Reyach. Let's say I smell the carbon. Right? The Torah says that carbon is a Reyach Nicholach for Hashem. Let's say I enjoy the smell. Right? Barbecued meat can smell good, even though the Jewish week feels that we're not supposed to enjoy these smells. But L'maisa, right? It can smell good. So, the Gemara says that Reyach, right? There's no Me'ila. And Rava says Reyach Laf Milsa. It sounds like smell is halachically insignificant. Right? It might not be considered real hana'ah, might not be real benefit. Because benefit is, I would say, something that's more tangible. Smell, of all the senses, is the most ethereal. Right? That's why the Gemara has a special pasuk, Kohanashama Tahalaka. How do you know you make a bracha on Reyach? If I smell a fragrance, how do I make a bracha? How do you know you make a bracha? Kohanashama Tahalaka. It says it's enjoyment for the neshama. Maybe that means it's not a full fledged Hanoah. And maybe that's what Rava means when he says Reyach Lav Milsa. The problem is, Tosis in Avodah Zarah asks a question. The Gemara speaks about how I'm not supposed to do business with the Goyim a few days before their holiday. And one of the Mishnayos speaks about if it's Chenvonim HaMe'utarim. Let's say there are some stores that the Goyim have which are all adorned with fruits and the like. So in those situations, it's going to be Aser. It's Aser to buy stuff from those stores. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so far so good. Now, according to one opinion of the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, when we speak about the Chenvanu HaMutarim, we're talking about a store that is adorned with Vered and Hadas. Vered are roses, conventionally translated. I think in Biblical Hebrew, actually, Vered are more lilies, correct, than roses. But fine. So if you have a store that's adorned with Vered and Hadas, with myrtle and roses. These are pleasant smelling flowers. So I'm not allowed to go to that store because the Kamas Hani Merecha. The Gemara says, because I'm getting Hana'ah from the smell. This is at any time. In the context of Lifnei Yideihem, the Gemara says that you shouldn't do business with the Chanuyos HaMutaros. I think I said it wrong. So I shouldn't do business with the stores that have Vered and Hadas. So Rabbeinu Tam asks a question. Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Mashnei Bas Tiho, Damin Lekamon, Perak Basar, Deshari, Mishum Recha Lav Milsehi. Frek Rabbeinu Tam, if Recha Lav Milsa, so what's so bad if you get Hanoah from Vered and Hadas? No? So the Gemara, so Tosis gives a few answers. Vitirates. Shani Vered Bahadas, Di Karaihu Lerecha Kaimi. Vevekamo Ketores. Tosis answer number one is that wine, the intended purpose of wine is to drink. Vered and Hadas, the intended purpose is to get the smell. Zok Taisvis, we only say Recha Lav Milsa when it's something that is not intended for Reyach. When it's intended for Reyach, then it's going to be Aser. Now, obviously we're going to have to plug this into our bakery on Pesach. Now, is the bread, do you think that's intended for Reyach? It's intended for eating. It's probably similar to the wine. Okay. So according to answer one of Tosis, we'd say it's okay. Answer two of Tosis. I underlined it again. Vafilo lo habi karay l'recha, shema yesh l'asar, Daha aminan kali suncha batore in lokin alehen ella kider hanaasan mikomakam isura miha ika. Taisa says, maybe, even if it's not ikar ol reyach, there's going to be some sort of isur derabanan. That when we assume that you only get malchus if it's kederach hana'asa, the normal way, but there's an isur derabanan alpanim if it's the not normal way. And let's say the Vered and Hadas is not Ikar Ola Reach. Let's say you could argue that the Ikar of the Vered and Hadas is the enjoyment they get from looking at the flowers. But maybe it's going to be Usur because it's forbidden to get benefit from Yisuri Hana'ah Shelo Kederach. Even though you don't get Malkus if it's Shelo Kederach, it's not the normal way. The normal benefit from these flowers is to look at them. I'm getting benefit Shelo Kederach. But, right, it still is forbidden. Now,
why is it different from
the
wine?
But what about the wine? So Tosus later on will say that the context of the wine, the reason why it's permitted, is because the wine is such a sharp, such a sharp smell. It's almost like smelling salts that there is no hana'ah at all from the wine. When you take a whiff of it, it is going to be mazik you.
That's halakhic wine.
Today's wine, you wouldn't say that, but we're learning a piece of Talmud so far, right? Tos has that at the end here. Tosa says that even though you don't get hana'ah here, it's right before the part I underlined at the very end of Tosa, where he writes, "Adarab chozek hayayin nichnas bechotmo umaziko." Right, Tosis says that the strength of the wine, you see it's like three lines before the end of the Tosis, right before the last underline, Tosis says that the strength of the wine enters your nose and it's mazik you, and that's why it's permitted. Because there's no hana'ah. But if I get hana'ah, then it's forbidden. So answer one of Tosis is that depends what the purpose of this item is. Answer number two of Tosis is, no matter what, it's going to be asar. And therefore, according to answer two in Tosis, presumably our bakery case would be forbidden, no? Because I'm getting Hanan. Answer three of Tosis. Tosis in answer three says, "Rishema by Avodah Zarah, afilu lokos nami loki, midi dehav akilai hakeren, delokin alein, afshalo kedar chanasim, rishon delok siva buhu achila." Tosis has a chiddush. He says, maybe by Avodah Zarah things, even if it's shalo kederach, even if it's not the normal way of, getting benefit, but Zoktosvis, maybe you're going to get Malkus anyway. Because ordinarily I don't get Malkus if it's Shelo Kederach. That's because the Torah uses the word Achila. But by Avodah Zarah, the Torah doesn't use the word Achila, even Shelo Kederach you get Malkus. Now, when we unpackage this whole discussion, right, what we have are effectively three answers in Tosis. As to if Reichel Lav Milsa, how come you can't get Hanoah from the Vered and Hadas? Right? Then in Shulchan Aruch, we pask in Reichel Lav Milsa, we pask in Simen Kuf Ches of Yerideya that you're allowed, Mutar Lishof Befiv, Reach Yayin Nesach, Derech Nekev, Leida Im Hutov, you're allowed to draw up that, the smell of the Yayin Nesach to find out if it's good. Right? So far, so good. But then it says that the besam vavodazara kilai hakerem and arla is asr lahariach behem. You can't smell besamim of isurei hana'ah. Now, how come the wine is permitted and the smell of vavodazara is forbidden? So Tosvis had the three answers. Which of the answers do I hold? Like, so the shach has a very long discussion. We love the Shach, by the way, coolest person ever. But the Shach, first of all, develops a theory that we only say Recha Milsa by something that is Aser Bahanoah. And then, at the very end of the Shach quotes where many are Mekel, and he thinks that by Avodah Zarah you can't be Mekel. In other words, what emerges from the Shach, I think, is that you're not allowed to smell Isurim of Avodah Zarah. If I'd be walking by the church and they're burning incense, I can't smell that. But chametz would be permitted according to the Shach. The Gra, right, Elijah Kramer, Vilna, 1720-1797, we like him. The Gra writes that any Isur Hana'ah you're not allowed to smell. So according to the Gra, smelling chametz would be Asur. According to the Shach, it would be permitted. Now, one of the major works from Rishonim on the halachos of Kashrus is the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. The Isser V'Heter is attributed by some to the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's probably written by a different Jew who was a rabbi whose name was Yonah, but it's not the famous Rabbeinu Yonah who wrote the Shari Tshuva. And the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch quotes that it's usser to smell Isurei Hana'ah, right? I can't smell any food that I can't get benefit from. But by Nevela and Shreifa, where I'm allowed to get Hana'ah from it, I'm allowed to smell it. Because Nevela, non-kosher meat, I just can't eat. I'm allowed to smell it. That's what Isser V'Heter says. But then there's Hagos on the Isser V'Heter, right? We're just going straight on the sources over here. The Hagos of the Isser V'Heter quotes, what about smelling chametz on Pesach? Chametz of a goy. Obviously not smelling chametz of a Jew on Pesach. Chametz of a goy. Zok the Isser V'Heter in the Hagos. Va'afilu hariyah chemtzo sho'eino Yehudi. Cham tocha Pesach is mutter midina. Me'achar delo neser v'hano'ah kama. The Gemara says that only the chametz of a Jew is aser v'hano'ah. Chametz of a goy is not aser v'hano'ah. So therefore, Zuck the Isser V'Heter, you're allowed to smell Grulon Bakery on 187th and St. Nick, because it's the chametz of a guy, which is not Asur B'Hana'ah. But he adds a knesh. Ella, Shema chemtzo she'enu Yehudi, eno motor b'Hana'ah, ella tafka achar HaPesach. Zuck the Isser V'Heter, maybe when the Gemara says that the chametz of a guy is Asur B'Hana'ah, the chametz of a guy is motor b'Hana'ah, that means after Pesach, we have a rule of chametz, she'avar alav HaPesach. That's also b'hana'ah. But that's only a Jew's chametz. A goy's chametz is mutter b'hana'ah after Pesach, and maybe a goy's chametz is also b'hana'ah on Pesach. So the Isser V'Heter sounds like he's saying that you really should avoid smelling chametz on Pesach, no? That would be more like the Gra against the Shach. So far, so good? Now, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Achronim that if the chametz of a goy is aser b'hana'ah, so you can't smell the hot bread of a goyim. U'bechemen Moshe mefak pek be'ikar dino dereach pas chametz afir b'Yisrael lefimada kaimolon de dover she'eno omed lereach mutter lo hariach bo. Kmoling in pas. In other words, the Achronim say I'm not supposed to smell the hot bread. Zok the Chemen Moshe, whoa, hold it. We saw that Tosas in Avodah Zarah. Tosas in Avodah Zarah said, according to one opinion, that the only time we say Recha Milsa is if it's something that's Omed Lahariach, right? Answer one of Tosas is that Reach and Hadas is there to smell. So that's why it's Aser. And therefore, this bread is not Omed Lahariach and it should be Mutter, right? Achein, right? Third line, the Bir Halacha. Be'emes lo brire ikur davar zeh. In pas eno omid l'reach. Ayin la'el simen reisht hazayin. Shnei deos bazeh. Whoa. Kama. Right? This is a home run. The Bir Halacha says, who says bread is intended to eat? Maybe the bread is omed l'hariach also. Now you're scratching your head, you're saying, what the heck, Rabbi, I don't know what you're smoking, but like, what's going on? So what the Bir Halacha is referring to is that, you know, there's a bracha that we make on fragrances. Now if you go to the Heather Garden, there's a borei atzei besamim on certain things, spei besamim on other things, minei besamim, right? There are lots of brachas that you can make on fragrances. Now, there's certain brachas on fragrances that we don't really make. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, ha meriach be'esrik shamitzah. That's not for this yantiv that's coming up, but the other yantiv, sukkis, right? If I smell the esrik, and esrik can smell very good, no? If I smell the esrog, some say you make a bracha, some say you don't make a bracha. Therefore, you should avoid smelling your esrog on Sukkos. Okay? Some discuss maybe the esrog is not omei lahariach, because even though an esrog is a fragrant fruit, but the esrog on Sukkos is omei lemitzvah, not lahariach. Then look at this Ramah. Hagah. Ramah writes in the Reish Tazayin. Yesh om demiriach pascham, yesh lo levarech, shenasan reyach tov bepas. You ever heard of this bracha?
No.
If you smell hot bread, I've mentioned this a few times on the show. I happen when I go to Fairway Thursday nights, generally I get my ground coffee and I make a bracha on my ground coffee, right? When it's freshly ground, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Hanosin Reach Tov Beperos, because coffee is a fruit. Coffee beans, it's a berry. Right? I make a bracha, Hanosin Reach Tov Beperos. My kids think I am stark, raving mad. What?
Why?
I don't know why, because no one else does this. But whatever, I think it's cool. So that's why we do it. So there's a bracha that the Abu Draham has that if I smell hot bread, you make Hanosein Reach Tov Bepas. V'yesh Omrim that you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Therefore, don't smell it. Just like I shouldn't smell the esrog of a mitzvah, I shouldn't smell the bread. Some say there's a bracha, some there's no bracha. Now, what's the issue over here? The Bir Halacha says, oh, I'll tell you what the issue is. The issue is that there are two opinions as to whether bread is omeid lahariach. That's the way he's understanding it. Right? In other words, the opinion that you make a bracha, it's because bread serves a dual purpose. Right? They bake bread with two intentions in mind. Intention one is to taste it. Intention two is it smells good. By the way, some say that I think it's obvious that a bakery has fresh baked stuff. They want you to smell the stuff so that you begin to get that feeling in your stomach that you want to go into the store. Correct, Akiva?
Krispy Kreme pipes it out into the street.
Beshita.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
It's their trademark. So the Bir Halacha is saying that maybe, right, maybe the Chemen Moshe is wrong. Remember, the Chemen Moshe said that according to opinion 1 in Tosvis, there is no problem if you smell chametz, because opinion 1 says there's only a problem if it's omeid lahariach, if it's meant to smell. Zot the Bir Halacha, who says bread is not meant to smell? There are two opinions whether there's a breath of Hanosein Reach Tov Bepas, and maybe, right, the opinion that says that there is such a bracha is because bread is meant to smell.
Omeid lahariach means that that's very functional. The bread, I mean, the baker can use a smell like he entice you to the store, but the ultimate object is to eat it.
Right.
So that wouldn't be omeid lahariach. I mean,
again, so, I'm sorry, I lost.
Omeid lahariach is something that's made.
It's meant to smell.
It's, yeah, but when a baker bakes the bread, yes, the smell entices you to the store, but the object is to eat the bread.
So I would argue that maybe there are two different objects. In other words, sometimes it might not be the primary objective, but secondary objective also means it's omeid lahariach. Just means that smell isn't like this strange byproduct. It's an intended consequence, right? Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach raises a question. He says, one second. Maybe what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is if I pick up a hot loaf of bread, then I make a bracha hanoisim reyatoy bepas. But if I'm just walking down the street, who says it's a bracha? Maybe the din is only when it's something that I'm intending to smell. I pick it up intending to smell it. No? That's his argument. But let's just go on in the...
You wouldn't make that bracha like when you see a king or something. Like you have to go and intend to see him.
Well, if you happen to see it and you notice and you make a bracha. So over here, though, I'm smelling the chametz. I'm not intending to smell the chametz. All the achronim, by the way, say that if you pass by the bakery and you say, ah, that's good, right? That's really a problem on Pesach, right? Because then it's you're intending. But our shayla is more about The guy's just walking down 187th. That's our Shaila.
I know they still do this, but around this time, the Gideons used to make hot cross buns. So that's both, I guess, a word of Zara, but it's kosher.
What did they make?
Something that's called hot cross bun.
Hmm?
The Christians had a custom around this time here to eat.
Gideons had this?
Yeah.
When it was under KAJ?
Yeah.
Hard to imagine. Wow.
Shut the table.
So it's a mixed neighborhood. They, you know, you can't turn away customers. That's what they want.
But Christianity was written with a C. A lowercase.
What do you want Halloween? They said Halloween themed.
And those I noticed. Okay. Now, one issue that we have, the Achronim say again, is that it seems like there is ample room to be machmir, not to smell the hot bread on Pesach, no? The Bir Halacha says don't do it. The Chemen Moshe wants to be mekel, but then the Bir Halacha concludes, he says, no, maybe you should not smell the hot bread on Pesach anyway, because maybe bread is intended to smell. And we also pointed out, and the Bir Halacha himself points out in the next lines, that the Gra would say you can't smell the hot bread on Pesach. Okay. So it seems to be that there's room to be mekel. Nonetheless, there is another way of skinning this cat. And that's based on the sugya in Psachim of Hana'a Habalo La'odam Bal Karchol. In other words, if I'm walking down 187th Street and I get Hana'a, but I don't intend to get the Hana'a. Remember, if I breathe in, I say, that's good. That, right, a Machaya, right? So that would be a problem. But if it's Hana'a Habalo La'odam Bal Karchol, right, if the Hana'a comes and I don't want it to come, so there's a Machloikis Abayi and Ravim Psachim. Abaye says it's mutter, Rava says it's aser, right? And the Gemara discusses what they're talking about. They're talking about efshar v'kamachavein. Efshar v'kamachavein means I could avoid it, and kamachavein means I have hana'a to get it. So for sure, right, it's an aser. Lo efshar v'kamachavein, it's also aser. Lo efshar v'lo kamachavein, so then it's permitted. Lo efshar means I can't avoid it, and they don't have intention, that's for sure it's permitted. The machloikis is about efshar v'lo kamachavein. I could avoid it, but I don't have intention. That's v'chor in my case.
Yeah.
I could avoid my bakery, but I don't have... I could avoid my bakery, but it's lo kamachavein. I don't have kavona. So that's a machloikis of Bayin Rava. Rava says it's aser. Get the impression that you shouldn't do it. It happens that the Gemara sounds a little bit like Abaye, la halacha, even though we usually pass like Rava. In this case, it might not be abundant. I didn't give you the complete Gemara. But Tosfos in Psachim raises the issue. You see, the Gemara compares this case of Efshar v'lo kamachavein. The Gemara compares it to a discussion between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon throughout Shas of Dovr Sheino Miskavein. Dovr Sheino Miskavein means I do action A, and action B may or may not result. I drag a bench, it's not a particularly heavy bench, I may or may not make a hole. So Reb Yehuda says it's going to be Aser, Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. So, the Gemara compares it to Machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Tosfos, though, raises the question. Tosfos says, one second, you're telling me that according to Reb Shimon it's permitted, but we know throughout Shas that Reb Shimon says Dovr Sheino Miskavein is permitted, but if it's a psik resha, it's aser. If action B is the inevitable result of action A, then it's going to be forbidden. So Tosfos asks, so he says, how could it be permitted? It's going to be a psik resha. So Tosfos answers, umayri, here it's, the Tosfos is on the second page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the Tosfos. Umayri is the middle of the line. Umayri, kigodelo hevet psik resha. by a psik resha, for sure it's going to be osir. Meaning to say that zok taisus, if you're automatically going to get hana'a, there's nothing to talk about. Even if it's efshar v'lo kamachaven, it's osir if it's a psik resha, if the hana'a is inevitable. And Tos says that our gemara is talking about when it's not a psik resha. Now the Rush elaborates on Tosis in a very interesting sort of way. The Rush writes, Umayri, v'delo heve psikreshe, the second line in the Rush, kigon sheyachol listom nechirav shalo yehenem in harei. Zot the Rush, you know why it's not a psikreshe? Because I could cover my nostrils if I wanted to. I could walk by. You ever saw like Japanese people on the subway? Yeah, man. I could walk by and cover up. So therefore, Zakti Rosh, it's not a psik reshi. Now, when you think about it, this Rosh is difficult, you know? Not a psik reshi probably means that I may or may not get hana'a. Zakti Rosh, I'm going to walk by the bakery, in our case, and I'm not going to put my hand over my nose. But because theoretically I could, that's enough to make it not a psik reshi. No? The Rashi is saying, Yochol listom nechirov. That's already very interesting. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Ksubas and Rashi in Zvachim, where Rashi says that the definition of psik resha, the Gemara has an Isser, Eish tam betukal al mizbeach lo sich, but I'm not allowed to extinguish the fire in the mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, so how do you do mizal efishim? How do you like pour some libations on the mizbeach? Won't some of the fire go out? So Rashi writes that he thinks it's not a psik resha because theoretically you could be mizal betipin dakin ad ma'od. You could use teeny, teeny drops and you won't extinguish any fire. Even though I'm not using teeny drops, still it's not a psik resha. This issue probably relates in yeshivas, it's well known. Rebbe Chana Wasserman has a famous chakir about the nature of psik resha. Is psik resha the pshat that's called chada maisa? In other words, because action A leads to action B, so I can't claim that I'm doing action A, not action B, because action A and B are the same action. Another possibility for psik resha is that ordinarily I want to get off the hook because it's einam miskaven, I have no intention. But if it's inevitable that B will result from A, so I can't say I had no kavana. What do you mean you had no kavana? It happens 100 out of 100 times. Of course you have kavana. Now, approach A is focusing on the chadamaisa degree. Approach B is focusing on the kavana element. Now, this chiddush of the Rush, that since theoretically I could cover my nose, it's not a psik resha, that means that he's basing it on chodamaisa. In other words, you're telling me that you're walking down this. You're telling me you're walking down the street, but if walking down the street means it's inevitable that you'll smell the chametz, so psikresha, it's also. But because in this case it's also because it's the same thing. It's not an act of walking; it's an act of smelling. But because theoretically I could separate the acts, I could theoretically go like that. So that means it's not the same act. Now, if we want to unpackage this entire discussion, what emerges is as follows. Do I have to be so machmir not to walk past the Briyam Pesach? So, there are many tzadim l'hakim, no? The Shach would say that we pass in the halacha that Rechamilsa is only by Avodah Zarah, not even by Chometz. The Gra says it would apply by Oy Sirei Hano, it would apply by Chometz, but... Right, but we have to question: is chametz omed lahariach, or is it not omed lahariach? If it's not omed lahariach, maybe there's no din of recha milsa. That's one issue. Even if it is a problem, is it a psik resha? It might not be a psik resha when I walk past the bakery.
The wind could be blowing the other way.
Maybe the wind's blowing the other way. Exactly. So it's not a psik resha. If it's not a psik resha, so presumably it's mutter. So one could make a very strong halacha case where it's permitted to walk down 187th on Pesach. Nonetheless, there's I walk down 186th in part because I want to teach my kids that we should avoid chametz. In part because it's a pretty easy chumrah to have. Why not? And there is room to be machmer in this question. It is possible it's a psik reisha, no?
If a truck drives by you, like one of these bakery trucks.
So that for sure.
In the middle of somewhere else, and that's definitely.
That's a low efshar, low kamachavin. That's permitted, right? This is a shayla that I'm asking about efshar low kamachavin. Because I could walk down 186th, right? I could. The issue is, if it's a psik reisha, it's really going to be aser. It's not clear whether it's a psik reisha. It depends which way the wind is blowing. I also have the Rush's reason why it might not be a psik reisha, that I could just cover my nose.
That's a foot stop.
Now, that Rush is questionable in Lumdus, but nonetheless, there are probably reasons to be makel. Still, why not be machmir? Chametz on Pesach is really bad. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.